Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Why? Okay. What's something you've done that makes you think, this is why I have bad karma?
I'm trying to think of bad things I've done, like, to really upset someone.
Have you got something that you'd rather not say? Is it that bad?
Have you ever killed an animal?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, do you know what? That makes me feel guilty when I do that.
You still do it?
Well, like insects.
Insects? What's the point? Oh, you're killing animals during sex.
If, like, yeah, the other day...
come here, Mr. Magpie.
You know where
have
I can come.
Have you come yet?
The other day I saw a spider on my bedside table and I was already in bed, like, asleep. And I was like, oh.
Oh, you're already asleep, but you saw it.
Trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I did just get a bit of tissue. And
you were just turning around to your mum and ask her to get rid of it.
You drowned it in your semen tissue.
Yes.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 22.
22?
Yep. Why are you questioning that?
It was like 26 or something.
Last week was 21, Ryan.
It's not enough for you.
I just remember when we were sat here, I thought, oh no, that was 19.
What is going on?
Jesus Christ.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Talk about killing spiders and cum, and now you can't even count.
He'll count.
This week I'm joined by Carol Vorderman, Ryan Lowe.
Hey!
Ryan! Baldy!
What do you mean, Baldy?
Baldy? Baldy.
Like, that does sound like Voldemort's nickname. Carol Vorderman.
Voldemort.
Oh, I think you meant like Voldemort.
Baldy.
Oh,
yeah.
Baldy.
Often get the two confused.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Go with that.
Tom Looney.
Looney.
Nice to be back. And Max, the Myth Smith.
Hello there.
Hey, hey, hey.
For listeners at home, Ryan and myself are dressed as police officers.
Yep.
We were filming a sketch today where I was a police officer. You were a what, were you?
Suicide prevention officer.
That's it, man. That's it. And the respect we got on the drive home,
people weren't
cutting us up. They were letting us come in. I was like, wow, I'm going to wear this for the podcast. How about you, Ryan?
Yeah, people do double look at you. Just to, you know.
Yeah. I think it's your haircut they're doing that for.
Yeah, beg to differ.
Go on.
That's just because of the suit, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it
keep
looks nice.
Keep doing
right?
You.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Stephen Large's letter, sir.
Well, it doesn't look great. Okay. So,
whoa. You've got to have some confidence in yourself, mate. Well, you know, this is your IB to trim.
Do you know what? It looks good from this angle. Face this way. More that way. There you go. It's where they've cut this clump here.
Yeah.
That is a schoolboy error. Was it a schoolboy who did it?
No, it wasn't, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. At the gates. Come on, boys.
Here's your tip.
That's him offering the kids money, all right?
Sure, you never know with that cumbo. What have you been up to this week?
I've been working out a lot recently.
Oh, hello. Hello,
like
guns galore.
Next week, so yeah. I've been doing like 4 workouts a week.
You do look like you've lost weight.
I have
non-stop cardio, Red Bull only diet.
Yeah,
have you been trying to lose weight?
No, I'm not trying to lose weight. To be honest, the reason I work out is just for my mental health.
Yeah, man. Doesn't it annoy you that you've put in all this effort on your body and you've got a fucking ice gem on the top of your head?
Yeah.
Some careless cunt with a razor.
It's a bit annoying. Now I've been getting all my bits for a bit. I've got all my towels, got all my sun lotion.
Oh, God.
But yeah, the trim has annoyed me a bit. Well, do you know what? It didn't annoy me. I thought, oh, yes, great. I've got that done. Had a shower this morning, and it was difficult to do. Normally, it's the way I'd like it.
You know what?
I don't know why they've gone up there like that. Because
chaos, mate.
You've got hair there. They didn't need to do that.
You've got a box full of wigs.
Yes.
You know, you just wear that in Ibiza.
I've got the weirdo woolly hat as well.
Yeah, you're sorted. Yeah.
And then that saves you the conversation stuff where they go, oh, what's this guy like? Bang, weirdo. You know what's going on.
Explain why I'm wearing it.
Yeah. Joe, when you go to the barbers again to get it sorted, because you said you were doing that on Friday.
I will do.
What's your approach to that? Because you've tipped them. You've tipped them. They could go, hold on, what do you mean? Yeah.
You tipped.
Messed up.
Did you?
I did tip a couple of quid. Yeah. Well, I liked it at the time.
Yeah.
£2.
To be fair, there's nothing you can do about hair that's now gone.
Like, yeah, I
detached
know,
from
I know.
Your body, mate.
This is my concern.
What are they going to do?
Well, you've got some hair that you've missed, so you can just put that on the side of your head.
The thing is, I can't see the bad thing of this side.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, forget it then. Tom, what have you been up to?
Oh, Stephen, I have been having a lot of realisations, to be honest.
Oh,
God. I'm just working too much. I'm fucking knackered.
Don't leave now.
Yeah, so I've booked my one-way flight.
Oh, God.
Oh,
saves money, that way.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Walk back to Vietnam in October.
Wowzers.
It's open-ended at this point. I just didn't want to have a plan to kind of go for a holiday and come back. So
bloody hell.
I just want to get away for a bit. So.
You've been to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Any advice? Any tips?
Don't eat the meat, but you'll be all right with that anyway.
There we have it.
That's where I have problems. Really great vegan restaurant there called Love Hut.
Really love that.
I'll talk after. Yeah.
It's not relevant now.
Moving on, sorry, Max.
Hey,
sorry.
You're right.
What have you been up to?
Great question, Stephen. Coach Cooney has been, get me in the gym.
Yeah.
Working me hard. 2 months ago, I was 23 stone 1. I'm now 21 stone 13. Yeah. So
shouldn't get to that in the first place.
Are you fucking kidding? You fucking weigh one of his ears if you're about 10 times the weight I am. Do you know what I mean?
Keep your fucking
dignity. Yeah, exactly. Keep my dignity. Keep they can't take that away from me. Yeah, I can shed all this weight, but that dignity is still there. It's still inside me, burning strong.
Just handle it well.
Oh, I might jump in a river sometimes. Yeah, that's all right. No, I've still got my dignity, baby. Mate. Still in there, people beating strong, you. Man.
It was Father's Day.
Hey, Daddy.
Is your father bald, Ryan?
Yes.
My father likes him.
How many years do you think you've got left of this wonderful hair?
I think I'm actually, believe it or not, my head's
it's getting stronger every day.
My mum's granddad, which is, he actually has.
Your mum's granddad? Oh, your great granddad? My hair takes after my great granddad. Yeah. It's been dead for years.
Dig up his grave, full head of hair. Nothing but hair in that coffin.
It's just sprouting out the ground.
Use some of that.
Because my hair isn't actually receding. It's never been receding.
Nice.
I think I might take the decision and go bold, though.
I think you should do it before Ibiza. I really do. Just go there as a fucking hard nut.
Right.
Or halfway through Ibiza and see if you get treated any differently.
Or just half your head.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Do the job.
Yeah,
social experiment, Ibiza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go up to Wayne Lineker and say, I want a VIP booth. Do it that with your hair and without knowing Ryan, he's too bald first and then oh shit. You probably get it the second time.
Then he gets in.
Yeah.
Do a comb over with your beard.
This is his make a wish. Don't jump in that ball.
I think I might look quite good bold.
It's fucking Father's Day we're talking about. You're ranting on about your hair all the time.
Oh, God.
God, the Ryan Lock show. Yeah, lock of hair. He loves it. Ryan, what'd you do for Father's Day?
Nothing, mate. Nothing. I'm not a dad.
Yeah, but you have one.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't really do anything.
Did you text him?
Yeah.
Call him. What'd you say?
No, I didn't call him. We don't speak on the phone. He's deaf, so.
Pardon?
Is he?
Ages. Yeah. Well,
deaf and bald.
Not completely.
So he doesn't listen to the podcast?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No. I'd be surprised if he did anyway. Probably not got the patience for it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
People talking.
Is that what you think of this? People talking.
Yeah, could we use that description for the little bit below the podcast?
Yeah.
It's just people talking.
100%.
Do you have the patience for it?
Yeah.
Impatience test.
Do you have the patience?
Explosions and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a visual watcher.
Yeah.
Max.
Hello.
Did you do anything for Father's Day?
Send my dad a card.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope he likes it.
Daddy. Did you not get in touch?
No.
David Novit arrived.
It was a Sunday, mate, wasn't it?
When did you send it?
It was a Sunday.
Yesterday.
Oh, maybe. God.
Because it's his birthday on Friday.
Oh,
so
you
I'm thinking...
can't. So it's two cards then.
Mr. Moneybags over here buying
your
two cards.
That's terrible.
That is scumbag.
Yeah. Scumbag. No, it's not. It's not. It's not.
Is it not scummy?
It's not.
No, it's not.
How dare you say that it's scummy? Because me and my dad have a very strict one card policy.
Do you? Just invented now.
They share a bank card. I want it. It's my birthday and Father's Day. No, I need it to buy a card.
Absolutely devastating. Oh, so true as well.
That's it. There's this humour in the truth.
Yeah.
Tom?
I went down to see my dad.
Oh, yeah.
On...
You went down?
Sunday. Well, the thing is... So, better story than the Sunday. On the Friday, he was out in town, pissed. So I went out and said, I've got to meet him. And he's like, he keeps ringing me. And so he's obviously... I know he wants to lift home. So I went to meet him in Pixel Bar, of all places.
Pixel Bar?
With one of his mates who very quickly said, right, I'm off. So my dad was steaming.
Does it feel like his mate was minding him?
A little
and
bit. Well, I mean, his mate was pissed as well, but I think he was like pissed and like, right.
He's that horny pissed.
Now
I
need
to get
on
a Pixel Bar. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking.
Ready to flirt.
So my dad just was there. So by the door outside, and he keeps pushing out the window to try and get out. I was like, Dad, the door's there. So he went out a few times and he keeps pushing. Anyway, basically, he's fucked. And so we got out and I said, you're fucking pissed, aren't you? And he was like, no, son, no. And as if to prove it, he just starts fucking sprinting through the northern quarter, pulled his calf, and then was just kind of slumped at the side of a building. And people are walking past saying, what the fuck's going on here? So that was,
father. But that is you.
It's kind of
a
relationship we have.
Sprint off.
Sprint off and injure yourself.
Gave him a lift down.
Sounds good though. Nice little father son bonding sesh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Memories.
Bought him a kebab and then.
Oh yeah.
Oh, dirty
God,
kebab.
Yeah. Then what?
Went down to see my dad.
It's gone.
Oh, dear.
I tell you what, I did more than pull his car.
Pulled me.
That is cock, this one. Ryan.
Disgusting.
What about you, Stephen? You and your dad?
Different vibe. I went to see my dad in a park with my niece and nephew, and we were playing a great game. Yeah.
Nice.
Great game in the park where I pick up my nephew and he shouts, no, get off me. Really funny game that he plays. He also likes to shout the word baddie, which is fun. I kept having to reiterate to other parents I was his uncle. I think uncles don't have a great rep anyway. But I was,
I'm his uncle.
Don't mind me.
Now we're
close family friend. As Ryan alluded to before, me and him are off to Ibiza next week.
Nice.
So there might not be a podcast next week because we're just going out there, aren't we? Yeah. Bonkers.
Why don't you film one in Ibiza? Just a nice quick little podcast.
You can film your half of the table.
We'll film ours.
We'll just try and sync them up.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference, does it? Because it'll just be me ruffling his hair. Yeah. And you two just, I don't know what you do.
He's having a great time.
Doesn't know, does he?
Yeah. Doesn't watch his best.
Ryan, what are you looking forward to in Ibiza?
Just chill by the pool.
You said you want to do a get your dick wet and you don't mean the sea. What was that all about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just wanted to...
Wait, what, really?
No.
That's the kind of stuff Brian says.
Okay.
Like,
Different vibe when the cameras are on.
The thing is, you know, going out there wanting that, fine, but saying it to your friends, that's just...
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mind it, you know?
No, do you know what? I'm not... I'm I'm not going out there to go
shag
on the pool.
Per se.
Yeah. I'm probably
he's gonna
not.
Have to shug.
Oh, we are. We're off.
Anyone for a shug?
I'm shagging Shug Knight, man. Yeah.
No, we'll see what happens.
Oh,
see, call back to Ryan getting his nut in the ocean
in a bar or a club.
Go to guys then.
Are you going to wear the
Ryan? Yeah. Hush now. I've got a great idea.
Okay.
Myself, Tom and Max are girls in a club in Ibiza. Get right. A little bit of practice in.
Yeah.
Well, we. I love Calvin Harris.
Yeah, me too.
What the fuck?
I got. First of all.
Don't be mean, guys. There's right. Clearly something wrong with.
I think he cuts his own hair.
I can't wait.
You should never see that back.
It was the bounciness of it.
It was the voice. What was the voice? He's still going. He's still going.
Hey, still there, mate. Okay. Can I get you a single vodka lemonade?
Not after what you've just done.
Okay.
Single vodka lemonade. You, me.
Just.
No bueno, no bueno. Yeah. Fail.
Fail.
You've still got two chips to hit on.
Right, okay.
Go
for a threesome, mate. Hey.
Hello.
Do you share my water?
It's a loud club.
Ow! Oi!
You can have him, mate.
Where are you from? I'm from Wickham, but I live in the north.
Fucking Wickham.
I only brought two pairs of boxers. I left them at the hotel.
What would you bring them to the club?
I didn't.
You brought two pairs of boxers to the club. What the fucking freak, man?
No, I didn't.
That's what
you
should be.
I said I left them at the
in case
hotel.
You shit yourself on the dance floor.
I'm in my shorts now.
We can see them.
I've also just bought white trainer socks.
You've pissed all over them. They're
before.
Yellow now.
It's a new me.
Are they in the hotel?
Yes, they are in the hotel. I'm in my Crocs.
You wearing wellies?
What's funny is what I said.
Yeah. It's now time for complaints.
Yeah.
This one is from T. Smith. Could be a relative.
Yeah, it could be.
Hi, boys. As one of your very, very, very few female viewers, I rarely feel represented on the podcast. Where are the women? I know you're all virgins and have never felt the touch of a woman, but please let her voice caress your eardrum at least. We need a female guest, please.
We get a lot of female guests.
We just had three in the room with Ryan.
We had Hollywood. To name but one.
Yeah.
We had, who was that vampire bitch, goth.
Counselor,
that's the one. We will have a woman on the podcast one day. Complaint for the Poddy C. This is from Max Weston.
Oh, nice.
Genuine complaint. Pictures behind Tom and Max are too high. Can just see Batman's crotch above Tom's head. And sex and a ton of scribbles next. A ton of scribbles.
Wow.
That is art, you bigot.
Day's work, that.
Thank you. No appreciation for the art. This is from Mike. Hi, SCI crew. Hope this is the right email, as I keep accidentally emailing my doctor. Anyway, Dave's laugh isn't annoying anymore. It's because he's not on the podcast for much. Not sure if you could spice it up and tase him occasionally to keep it interesting. I actually do have an electric shock pen. Ryan, would you like to...
No, I did it earlier. And
did you?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
Come on, you coward.
Ah!
How did it go?
Oh!
I'm going weird.
Yeah. Big complaint. This is from Matt. Hey guys, love the podcast. In fact, I've listened to every episode multiple times. Despite this, I do have one big complaint. Ryan Locke. The man creates a similar level of comedic atmosphere to that of a funeral procession, even with his amusingly large forehead. My granddad has a better head of hair than Ryan, and he's been dead for 2 years. He would probably provide about as much conversation as Ryan too, come to think of it. In all seriousness, love you guys. Keep the podcast coming and be sure to make the most of Tom while he still can't. God knows he's not got long left.
True.
He must have predicted this Hanoi thing. Yeah. Wow, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, well done.
Time for some news.
Yay.
News. British troops need to be ready to face Russia on the battlefield. The head of British Army tells all ranks and civil servants, if Britain goes to war with Russia, and they go, right, all you young men need to step up. What were you doing?
The people's champion has to be there at the very
if this happens in October, just as you scamper away.
Oh, and you're going to fight for the Vietnamese, who were famously in bed with Russia.
I've seen that tape. Ryan, what do you do?
I don't think I could do it. I'd just be too scared. Just too scared. And I'm not prepared to die for this country.
Are you kidding?
I'm not prepared to die for any.
If you had to pick one country, gun to your head.
I think
North Macedonia for me.
Nice.
Fun flag.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd find it easier to go to war with Ukraine or complain about your haircut?
Good one. Good one.
Nice.
And it was a Russian who did that.
Yeah.
It looks like it was Russian.
Yay. There we go again. I would rather go complain about my haircut. Yeah,
really?
Interesting. For just answering truthfully.
Funny if you got cut by a knife.
It did feel like it though. It was.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Sure.
Do you know what? You're better off just coming. I think I might be. I genuinely said
I could do it.
No. I'm not having either.
Shut up about your hair. We're talking about the fucking Ukraine and the war.
People dying, man.
Blah blah blah. God. I wouldn't go because I've had a bad shoulder for years. I've not been able to play badminton, never mind go to war. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Do Gymshark expect you to go?
No.
Just in squats with them.
I'd be like, you know, they send dancers out to entertain the troops.
You'd be like that.
I'd be like that, but doing curls and Arnie lifts.
Or if you accidentally got on the wrong plane, straight to the front line. Yeah.
And you're doing curls and splits.
In the front line doing the Russians would be terrified.
Yeah.
Oh, they would. You know,
they got athletes like that. You know. You know.
True.
You know.
Oh, you know.
You know. Need I say any more?
You know. In other news, Rowan Atkinson says comedy's job is to offend, and that can't be stopped. Every joke is a victim. What do you make of that? Yeah. Is every joke of a victim?
No, I don't think so.
Can you do one of your jokes and we'll see if there's a victim? Go on.
Right, okay.
Please welcome to the stage, Ryan Lark.
Woo! My birthday.
Is this the one you came to see?
Sorry.
Rulers, that's where I draw the line.
I feel like I'm the victim.
Yeah.
You're right, every joke.
I paid £15.
Well, no one's offended, though. It's my uncle's joke. I'm offended, but no one's fucking laughing.
It's my uncle's wake.
Why are you. Why are you
swearing? I'm getting sorry.
It's not a slag of a podcast. Where are we in the top 50 podcasts of the comedy charts on Spotify? No, we're not there. This week we are slagging off the Shane Dawson podcast.
Is he still about?
Riding high on Spotify's list. You enable.
I thought he was done. I thought he left.
Well, you know, there was that whole thing about... was it Jaden? No, not Jada. Willow Smith about such work over hair and a lot of things he did. Wanking on his cat.
What?
Yeah. That's our thing for a start, Shane. Yeah? Spotify, if you reprimand us for wanking on cats like you do, Shane, then that'll be a level playing field. But you don't.
Yeah.
One rule for one rule for another. Am I right, Ryan?
You're so right. So right.
And you know what? The thing about you, Ryan, is you pleasure the cat as well.
Yeah.
He is a selfish lover.
Yeah.
And that is a crime.
How would you have done it?
Did you do it?
I've to this day, as of
to
yet,
this day.
Not masturbated on a cat.
Got that.
A
bit weird. guys, Shane Dawson.
Clip it.
Never
mind, cut it.
To this day.
To this.
I can't say anything about the future. But to this day, it's time for our first segment.
Wow.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Paul McCartney celebrates his birthday with Stella in Mykonos. Not Stella the drink.
Yeah, Mykonos. It's the boozy island, isn't it? Where all the kind of...
More like the boozy island if it's Stella.
Hey, that's good.
Beer.
Sign us out, Tom.
I hope you enjoyed time there.
Nice.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
It's time for our next segment. Let's get it.
Flying through. Yo, they
want to know. Quote from.
Come on.
Hey guys, first of all, I want to say to all the fathers out there, Happy Father's Day.
Your card will be coming next week.
Own.
Got a great
as long
quote.
As it has a birthday as well.
The person who said it isn't famous, but
they are a father.
Are they
valid? The person they're speaking about is famous. It's a famous dad, famous daddy.
Sorry, what?
So you got to guess who the famous daddy is in this thing. So they've had their name changed. And they said, "Well, why did you get your name changed?" And they went, "Gender identity. And the fact that I no longer live with or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape, or form."
Ooh, okay.
Who's that naughty daddy?
Phil Dunphy.
Phil Dunphy.
That was stupid, mate. Stupid.
A naughty daddy.
Modern Family, man.
Come on.
I'm thinking America. Now I said it.
Gotta be.
Elon Musk.
Bruce Willis.
Who's the dad?
Yeah.
Noel Gallagher.
Okay, can we all get a round of applause, please? It was Elon Musk!
Yay!
It's going to be his favourite fucking segment now.
Love this segment.
Hey. I saw that this week, yeah.
Because like, you get a form when you change your name. You get a form, you have to say why you've done it. They just went and put, because I hate my dad.
What would you change your name to if you could change it to anything?
I sound like Jack Locke.
Jack Bot, there you go.
Link.
You like Jack and you like Bot.
Link.
Yeah.
Link.
Just
cool
Link.
Second name. Just Link.
Link's Link.
And Zelda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just Zelda.
No, Link is from Zelda.
Okay.
Fucking, what a time for that. Stuff you laugh, you lose.
Yeah.
Hey.
God, honestly, mate. It's like trying to follow Ryan doing stand up. You know, the crowd's dead. Hi, guys. Welcome to You Laugh, You Lose. Now, Tom. I monitor your laugh, you lose very strictly. You didn't really watch Max's, so you're going to have to watch this thoroughly, okay?
Oh, it's a video.
I won't do any preamble.
It's harder when he's next to me. Shall I put a timer on?
You know what? It's a presentation.
Do you want me to go that
side? I just want to get through it, okay?
Yeah.
It's roughly 30 seconds. Hi, guys. This is Your Laugh, You Lose. This week it's me doing it, and I've made a presentation for the boys. Let's begin. Who will be the next Black James Bond? First candidate, Steve Carell. He made me lol in Despicable Me franchise. Negative, he's not black. Second slide, Lenny Henry. Not as good as Howard from Halifax, but a positive. He's great in the Premier League adverts. Third candidate, Max Smith. negative, he can't act for toffee. Positive, he will act for toffees. Hashtag cheapest chips. Or toffees in this case. Fourth candidate is Steve Buscemi. Positive, great for diversity. Negative, he hasn't responded to my emails about the role. And that's it. Thank you very much, guys.
Steve Carell. It's the next Black James Bond.
Max, I think I got you first there.
No, I didn't laugh, mate. I didn't laugh. Not again. It's like the eighth time.
No one wins now. The octo champ of You Laugh, You Lose.
I'm running out of food. I like how it's You Laugh, You Lose. When it's You Don't Laugh, You Lose as well. Everyone fucking loses.
The listeners are losing.
Well done, Stephen.
Talking points, boys and girls.
Hey.
As it was Father's Day, I'm going to give you some different scenarios to deal with as a father. Okay. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Who do you want to be your kid in this scenario?
Tom, do you want to be my kid?
Sure.
Yeah, that's your son. And what will me and Max? Yeah. Other kids? Or?
Yeah, tell what. A boy and twin girls.
Okay, perfect.
I knew you were going to say
that. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, the scenario is, and it is just the top one, your son is coming out as gay.
Hey, Dad, I think I've got something to tell you.
Yeah, you can tell me
anything. I'm sure I've got something to tell you.
You can tell me anything. Is it about your leaky bum?
why would you say that?
Sorry.
I've sat you down and...
I had a leak in his bum. Put it back in the
fridge. I feel like I shouldn't be listening to this.
Girls.
I thought it was
chucking girls have to watch,
do they? I just don't think you're taking me very seriously.
Girls have a voice, you know.
You know, I'm trying to open up to you.
Okay, girls, come on.
Yeah.
Who cut your hair?
Do they have to be you?
You have a real issue with women, you know that.
Scum.
Dad, I think I'm gay.
That's great. you can do whatever you want.
Not a woman, that's for sure.
I killed a man.
I don't want this.
Just, you know,
I wanted to as well.
Until you're older.
I wanted to see the life leave his eyes.
I'm 36.
You know, oh, yeah, of course you are. You know, you're old enough to make your own decisions, son.
I'm only 10.
Don't worry.
Why did you wait so long after having him to have us?
Yeah. That's the real
issue. Maybe this isn't the conversation you should have had in front of the girls.
Wow, what's wrong with that?
You never go anywhere without them.
Oh, no, I just...
I can't catch you without the girls.
I'm glad to have a gay brother.
I'm so happy.
Not proud to have a homophobic father.
Trying to speak to you last night before bed.
I just said that this is absolutely great. This is fantastic news.
Yeah.
Why?
We can go out.
I got an ace star in the GCSEs. I didn't get this reception.
Yeah, we can go out to some gay bars together.
Are you gay, daddy?
Are you gay, daddy?
Yeah, yeah.
What? How do you have us then?
You know, mummy's gone, isn't she? Mummy left.
Bit of a shit time to announce that, you know.
Yeah.
All these years.
Mummy's not coming back.
Is she dead?
She never was coming, the sounds of things.
And we listened.
So who wants to go next?
I insist.
I'll go next, yeah.
Okay. Who's going to be your kids? I'm also going to have a wife in this scenario.
Max, you can be my son or Thank daughter. You. Ryan, you can be my wife.
Am I the house cat?
You can be an adopted sibling who's just weirdly older.
Sure.
Yeah.
Don't have to be weird if you're adopted, guys. Yeah, yeah, my adopted brothers and sisters out there. No.
50.
Slandering them.
You're 50. There we go.
Your wife wants a divorce.
Tom, there's something I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
It's not me.
Oh, can it wait?
Am I intruding?
No, it has to be.
Kids, mate.
I'll take him out.
He's shit himself.
Do you want to come to the shed again?
It has to be. Fucking...
Yeah. What's your language around the boy?
Oh, Carol, will you sort him out? You know,
he's
doing it again.
He's doing it again.
We laugh, don't we?
There's plenty of time to talk.
Son. We do.
Plenty of time to talk.
Sorry, I'm blind. Blinded by your beautiful face.
Oh, thank you, son. Tom,
now is not a good time.
No, now is the only
time. He's playing up again. He's shit himself.
I'm
the only one.
And baby. Yes.
I'm from a broken home, I'll have you know.
My taxi.
Of course I'm playing up.
It's fucking your idea, this.
Son.
You know.
Stop talking.
Got our hands full as it is.
And one bitty.
Stop talking.
What are your
My taxi
full of?
Is arriving in 10 minutes. Fucking, it has to be now or
where
never.
Where are you going, mate?
We're struggling off here as it is. What are you,
And he bitty.
We're getting a divorce.
Hey! About time.
Anyway, I'm clapping.
Fuck off.
That's my couch.
I know. Boys.
Mummy, have you pumped? Have you pumped breast milk for me?
No.
You got a breast full of milk and I need feeding.
Really well done with that.
Yeah, the problem.
What are you most looking forward to with fatherhood?
I'm quite attentive and quite patient. And, you know, I think a lot of people just kind of just leave the kids to it, to watch TV and stuff. You know, I would like my kids to be quite inquisitive and stuff, so I would,
Why are you doing that, Dad?
Stop the show every 10 minutes, be like, explain what happened in that
no
scene,
TV.
Son.
No TV in my
house. No comprehension, is it?
Yeah. Explain, I'm confused.
The worst bit about parents.
Teaching, mate, teaching, yeah.
You won't have a TV in the house?
I will have a TV. I will just plonk them on front of it and...
Put subtitles on.
Go and have a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max?
Back on the Father's Day theme.
Oh yeah!
Shock horror! You've insulted an old man. It's father time. He turned you into a little baby, and the only people that would look after you are the people on the podcast. Who would you want to be your father from the podcast?
Out of everyone on the pod,
like not just today, all the whole crew. You are starting again fresh.
Do we get to choose two? Is like two people who raise me, or just
good,
the one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
These two right here.
Really? No TV? Yeah. And someone that only watches TV?
Yeah, they've got good cup, bad cup.
Yeah.
Tom, make sure I'm alive and then just chill out with you.
Yeah, that's true. Have a fat dude with your dad. Or one of them.
That's not a dude.
Smoke it. It's a weird thing to do, Tom. It wasn't me. Everyone thought it was, but it wasn't me, it was the other dad. That's so crazy.
Oh, I'm changing my answer right now.
Absolute plot twist.
Oh,
God. Good dad, bad dad.
Yeah, the thing is, you know,
good dad, evil dad.
Joe McGrath, he's got his issues with his dog and his bowels.
Yeah.
He can't be trusted.
Cameron Green,
I was going to say Tony.
Cameron is going to be rolling cigarettes.
Yeah.
Tony and Max.
Tony's out working, though. Yeah.
Tony and Max.
Why,
really?
Surprised.
Yeah. I just think that as a combination, I think that's... Yeah. I don't know.
I think Tom's good with kids.
Yeah. Based on what?
He's got
Tom's awful with just regular
people. He's met my nephew, and he's good with him. Mm. Oh, yeah.
I've got nieces and nephews in Devon's family, and
yeah, well done to you, mate.
They both love me.
That's what they say, mate.
Kids just hit me.
Yeah.
Oh, who else have we got? Ormrod? No.
No, definitely not.
That's not you. Wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Can't look after himself.
Ryan, your heart would be in the right place.
But you're calamitous.
Yeah.
I don't trust myself to be a dad.
Dave is the last option.
I'd pick Stephen because I think he's good with kids.
Yes!
He's...
I'll put you on the swings.
You don't need to sell this to me, mate.
No, I just think he'd be very actively engaged with the child.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I believe that.
In a positive way. But if I had to pick another parent, probably go Max.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah,
man.
We could sort this out. Take you out to like a little park. See how it would go.
I'd love that.
I'm really good at. I'll just sit on the floor and pretend to get kicked by Tom.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'll take a few kicks on the way.
Yeah. How about you, Max? Who did you pick?
Joe McGrath. I think Joe McGrath would be. You know, I think he's got. You know, my sort of interest when it comes to food. Good wings.
You're a baby.
Yeah. Don't want to reach.
Feed your wings.
Don't want to reach your teenage years.
Don't plan to. Do not plan to. After Joe McGrath, it's tough, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of dads out there.
Not a lot in our podcast, in fact, zero.
Yeah, not a single dad. Really embarrassing.
But if you responded to a few texts, you know, maybe you would.
Really?
He's going to be. Wait, what?
Just pretending that women have sold him the pregnant.
Oh, oh God, right. Yeah. Imagine.
Ryan.
Joe McGrath.
You got Dave, Ryan.
It wouldn't be you because you'd have no TV, so I cannot deal with
that. Of course, I'd have a
TV. What a horrific life that would be.
Well, obviously, I'm going to have a TV.
Yeah, no, but I'd want my own TV.
That is one of the reasons I didn't pick you. I'd be worried that I'd be halfway through.
It'd be so fucking boring.
No.
How boring. Let's go for a run, baby. Get fucked. I want wings with my other dad.
I'm not going to talk to you like that.
Let's go run, babe. Hey, babe. Shit yourself tonight, huh? Gets the best of us, babe. Made a little mucky. Me too.
Wings and gay men, so Cameron and Joe.
Wings and gay
Wings
men.
Wings and gay men.
Oh, yeah. That's offensive to Cameron. First to have kids. That's a good question.
Maybe Dave.
Oh, God, no.
You have to meet, the thing is, how far is he off meeting someone he's going to kind of get that way with? How far are you off meeting that kind of...
Oh, yeah, so in Ibiza. Should we imagine that?
No, not reenacting. Any more dancing women?
I couldn't find the condom last night. What did you use?
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Oh, you don't want anything to do with me now?
I don't know. A bit cling film or something. Tin foil.
Tin foil?
Pot noodle lid.
What is wrong with you? Have you taken my vagina for a rubbish bin?
Smells that one.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Who were you in that then?
Just bus driver.
Oh, I'm sick of those Ibiza buses, man.
never
cheeky drivers.
I think Joe or Stephen.
To be first
daddies. Yeah.
I think more Joe.
You wouldn't have any because you're travelling.
For now, we'll see.
Yeah.
Probably not for a while.
Yeah, no.
Not, yeah.
Do you know what? I could see Dave having a kid, but by completely,
I don't want to see
completely
it.
By mistake.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
He's not even through sex. Not even through sex.
No, go on.
This isn't my shopping bag.
Oh, see? I set him up, he knocks him down.
Yeah, man. Not babies. No.
Yeah, no, exactly, yeah.
I kick back in the playground.
Set babies
up. It's like a coconut show, man.
Great questions there. It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
This week, our detective is Timnus Loomis.
Is it just three anecdotes, three statements?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
What you got for me, Max?
About 2 months ago, I had a cyst removed from the size of my head.
A cyst removed? Are you Siamese twins?
No, it was like a cyst, like a little bag of pus.
Oh, yeah, that's your sister.
No, I don't even know why I high-fived that.
Yeah, he has a sister too.
Hey. Are we all, eh?
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day. You know.
Are you kidding?
No, oh, you think that's me?
God.
That's my dad.
Giving the police a bad name over there.
It's redeemed.
Yeah. Stephen.
I had something removed from my body.
Oh, and Ryan.
I had something put in my body.
Oh, pray Pray tell.
Happy You're Father's the pregnant Day.
One. Okay, the cyst on the side of your head.
Yeah, have you heard of a cyst before?
Ever heard of a cyst.
Have you ever heard of the side of a head?
Gave what you in it? Football, mate. Not side of heads.
A cyst.
Whereabouts was it?
Like just behind the ear.
Behind the ear.
Yeah. When I do anything with my TV.
It would be a little cyst for me.
Fuck off.
It's hard to tell the truth when people are sort of...
It's hard to tell the truth, mate.
Just talking over you all the time, isn't it?
So easy not to.
Yeah.
So what happened?
I had it removed.
So it just kind of appeared over time?
Over time, slowly but surely.
How long have you been there?
Probably about 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
And in 3 months it got big enough to the point where it got removed.
Well, anything can be removed. A fucking tiny dot can be removed. To raise it. Where did it get removed? Where? Salford Royal.
You're not royal!
If it's been there for 3 months, there's no way in that time.
I've had athlete's foot for about 10 years.
Get an appointment for something so benign.
No, it got removed 3 months ago, you plonker.
3 months. I said how long have you had it? You said about 3 months.
Yeah, before that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm saying I don't believe the turnaround time to be able to go.
So what, in 3 months to go there, say I've got a cyst, come back in 3 months, we'll get it removed.
How did you get athlete's
foot? So you went when it wasn't there then?
No, I had it. Obviously, since I've not had it, So I'm not counting the months I've not had it.
You said you had it for about 3 months.
Yeah, before the fact that it got it removed.
Yeah, so 3 months earlier, there was no cyst.
No cyst.
Yeah, so you went to the hospital. Yeah. When?
About 2 months in.
2 months in.
Yeah.
And within a month, you were getting it removed.
Yes.
So you went to the... Nah, don't buy it. Okay.
You really don't buy that?
But things I feel like you were kind of... Guys, you were struggling anyway.
No, I never struggled.
I've helped you out there by mapping that out, the timeline. And you've seen the error of your way.
No, I haven't. I believe that I was right. Ryan, go on.
Ryan.
Lie for us.
So basically, since I moved in with Dave, my eating pattern has not been very good. My IBS has returned.
I don't believe you.
It's back.
And I have been seeing a doctor about it.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, the other day, I had my prostate exams for the first time.
Oh, yeah, but not the last.
It was an experience.
Did they use the tongue? Yeah. The professional?
Just the finger.
What were they, looking for?
Just the finger.
Should they explain the procedure?
Half a job?
Yeah, they were basically just looking for basically to see if I had any, like, dodgy things in there, like...
Lego.
Something, a lump, maybe I'd had, like, bowel cancer, so they were looking for, like, something inside.
Next time, whilst you're down there and then just do a shit. Toss him a bit of paper.
Yeah. there was actually a bit of brown on his glove.
Oh...
It's pretty grim.
Okay, so are we having truth then? Stephen, do you want to tell me your lie, please?
I'll ask the questions. Release.
Oh. Never been done.
I had something removed from my body, Tom.
What was it that you got removed?
I'm ashamed to say it was a verruca, Tom.
How long ago was this?
The other week, Tom.
The other week you got a verruca removed?
Yeah.
Why did you get it removed?
I went to a place in Altrincham.
Okay.
Which was actually near where I used to work in Altrincham, and I thought, what a small world. A stone's throw from where I did an office job for a month.
When you say a stone throw, do you know that offhand?
I could.
So where was the verruca on your foot?
Yeah, on my toe.
On your toe.
But I thought it was a wart, and I was trying loads of different things, and it wasn't going. I was like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go.
I've been there.
Then I went to see the person, and they went, I'm not sure what that is. It looks like a blister. Are your toes rubbing in your shoe? And I said, no, I wear size 11s and I'm actually a size 4. Explain that to me, doctor.
Oh, this is very believable.
And they had a bit of poo on the glove as well. No, that's not true. But then they dealt with it. And my word, the pain as they probed it with this needle going in and out and in and out. I went, youch.
And so how did they remove it?
And they just dealt with it by probing it. And then the blood comes to the top.
Wow.
And they said, do you want me to freeze it off? I said, no. Do you want me to burn it off? I don't know what they said, actually.
So what happened? You just left it so it was kind of on still?
Now it's Mother Nature's job.
But it's on your foot still, but dead. I'm going to fall off.
Sure. If that's how it works.
I think both of them have an element of truth. I think one of them is true. And one of them is...
Yeah.
But I think the other is a lie. Based on a truth.
Wicked, man, wicked.
Changed very small things.
Mate, you just got to say one name, mate. That's all you got to do.
Ask more questions if you want. Delve deeper, man. Get Max might be getting away with it scot-free.
Stephen's telling the truth.
Correct. Well done.
Well done, mate. Really proud of you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Well done,
proper
mate.
Believable there.
Yeah, the bit where, do you know the bit you thought, I thought, you know, when you said about the poo on the glove,
because
it seemed like a real reaction, like right, it was right. You're embarrassed.
Acting.
Yeah.
Must be some truth in that. You got poo on your finger.
Has anything like that happened before? Have you had a prostate exam?
What?
I've never had any fingers in my bum, if that's what you're asking.
What about tongues?
I've not really had anything in my bum, to be honest.
No.
Oh! Big finger.
So sweaty.
Yeah, man.
Could be. Toe really hurt. Worst pain I've felt for a long time.
You're a brave man. Do you get a sticker?
No.
It's a sickly pain.
Got witch hazel or green. Yeah. Or gel. Yeah. And I have to go back in a month if it's not gone. You better leave me.
Why didn't you get it burnt off? Or
it's just the way she dealt with it. I had no idea. She's like, I'll treat it if it is a verruca. And then just started probing it in.
No, yeah, you don't want that.
So you had this big pop or crack as it went in. And she went, oh, that's it popping. And I was just like,
oh, fuck that.
Each time she did it, she'd look up at me like...
it feels better now, though.
I don't feel anything when it was there.
Right.
Because it does just look like a blister. You can't see anything. She had it under a light when I can't see anything. And I was like, oh, fuck.
How weird, strange. Isn't it? I can imagine it.
The human body.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Pretty sorry I actually put it up Ryan's bum.
A lot of poo on it.
Veruca bum.
Ooh.
It's now time for this segment, which is Taking the World by Stormy Daniels.
It's Maxie's Taxis.
It's now time for Maxie's Taxis. This week, Max, where would you like to call in the world? What area?
Oh, do you know what? LA.
Portsmouth. You want to do Portsmouth? You know the area.
Can do.
Portsmouth taxi.
LA.
Do we write them down or do it in our phone? What do you reckon? Write them down?
Yeah, write them down, put it there, because then at least like if you can see it and I can see it.
Is that how you spell glunge?
Oh,
that's a naughty one.
Steve, are you just going to tell me when to stick him in?
Yeah, I will do.
I'm very forgetful in my old age.
Hello, mate. Could I book a taxi for tomorrow, please?
What time?
About 6 p.m. Yes, p.m. Post Meridian.
From where?
You know Buckland?
Yep, whereabouts in Buckland?
You know what? So basically, I'm off to my mate's house to have a few tinnies. And do you know where the pub is?
Which pub?
I've got no idea. He's basically said to go to pub, but I need to get to pub.
Yeah, so what's the name of the pub he told you to go to?
Is it called the Sun and the Moon?
No, there's no pubs in Buckland called that, buddy.
Okay, do you know what the pub's called? You must know. Not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. I don't go drinking for a start.
Well, that's good.
Totally. Oh. So I wouldn't go to a pub and pay me.
Well, what if I made you £1 million?
Still wouldn't happen.
Really? Not even to drink?
Because I don't drink.
What if me and my wife were getting married and I said, let's go to a pub? I don't know why I'd say that to you anyway. I don't know you. From
it's going to be is what you need to tell me, because then I can put it into the...
Can we change it to Laburnum Grove?
Okay, what number Laburnum Grove?
Just on the edge of Laburnum Grove. You know where the post box is?
Sorry, post box?
Post box, famous post box. It's where I sent all my wife's wedding invitations.
I don't know which end of Laburnum Grove has got a post box, buddy. I don't remember there being one on the Copner end, and I don't remember there being one on the North End.
Can I do it on the Copner end, just on the corner?
Right, so the corner of Copner Road and Laburnum Grove then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. How much?
Well, you haven't told me where you're going to, I don't even know what...
To pub!
Where you want to go to, yeah.
You know pub!
Well, then you're going to need to tell me what pub, I need to know how far away it is.
You know Buckland's got a famous pub.
I moved out of Buckland in 1985.
Is there no pub?
I haven't lived there for so long that I don't know what pubs are still in operation and which ones aren't.
Have you got a Google Map?
Most of the ones when I lived there have probably closed down by now.
Have you got a Googly Map?
30-odd years ago. So I don't know what ones are in operation now.
I'll tell you what.
I don't know.
Georgian. You know the Georgian dragon?
Yeah, that's in Kingston Road.
Yeah, I may as well just take me there. Take me there, please. How much?
Between about £4 and £5, probably about £4.50.
Can I haggle with the driver?
Well, that would be up to you, dude. I'm not going to say whether you can or can't.
I know.
You know.
I'll go, I'll go.
So far. He was patient.
Yeah. He was lonely almost. Oh, that was fun. You alright, Max?
Fucking hell.
Oh, what's your like? Ryan, get out.
What?
No, you've been swearing from the get go. You've encouraged that.
Yeah.
Come on.
You set a culture.
Alright! You okay, Max?
Can I have a go of the baton, please?
No.
Please.
God, if this falls into the wrong hands... Oh, hello there. Hello.
Hello there, thank you. Thank you very much.
Ruffle.
How's it going, all right?
What are you thanking us for?
Just thank you for being here, thank you for coming out.
No, we're coming out, we were here.
It's kind of you that's come out. Like,
yeah, no, we should thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Have you come out?
I kind of, that's quite nice. Yeah, it's quite a nice greeting, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome, you're all welcome.
He says about coming out.
He's confident,
come out?
I like that.
Yeah. My name is Daryl Chambers.
Wow. Hi, Daryl.
All right, Daryl.
Yeah, man.
How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you.
I know a guy called Darnell Chambers. He's cool.
No.
But, you know, Daryl, though, he's a cool man.
In America, people call me Darnell.
Whereabouts Chambers. In America?
Ohio.
Okay. Oh, hi there.
Oh, nice.
That's what I always said there.
Hello there.
When you say people call you Darnell Chambers, is there a funny story behind that? Or?
Well, no, I know in England it might be Daryl.
We have a star now.
You know, college football is massive in America.
Oh, huge.
And particularly in Ohio.
Absolutely huge.
What's the team called in Ohio? It's huge. I know you know it.
I know you know it.
You're sort of stringing
Ohio
us along
State,
here.
What is the team called?
Yeah. The Louisiana Hot Messes.
I think that's a restaurant.
Is Louisiana in Ohio?
Or a brothel. Anyway.
I do love my American football, though.
Yeah,
evidently.
What's your favourite team?
Baseball. Oh, probably the Dolphins.
The what Dolphins?
The Ohio Dolphins.
I've not heard of them.
No.
And you're a massive fan as well.
Quite a lower league team, like working their way up.
There's only one league.
Yeah, it doesn't really. It's not this different kind of pyramid, isn't it?
No, trust me.
I don't.
Is it like Little League?
I did when you were so confident to begin with.
Someone who's from America, from Ohio, I know about the Dolphins.
Mr. Chambers.
My brother's in the team, so...
What's his name?
Cornell Chambers.
Cornell is, of course, a what in America?
A university.
College, you'd call it.
Do they call Cornell Corral over here?
No, I've noticed sometimes
really?
People
do. Oh, he comes over here.
Yeah, really, I mean,
despite playing for the Ohio Dolphins, he's here quite a lot.
Yeah. Right, it's a lower league thing, so he gets the weekends off.
famously in American sports.
It's more of a little Thursday league.
It's more of a Thursday.
I got down to the final two to play Elvis in the new film.
Yeah, so why are you here, though?
What new film?
Well, that's why I'm here, because I want to talk about it.
Why do you want to talk about that?
The final two?
Because I'll just talk about how angry I am that I didn't quite make it.
Why are you angry? You know, you use the experience to bet yourself, really. Next time, you could beat Austin Butler.
Yeah, but there probably won't be another film... Like that.
I think there'll be another film.
Yeah, no, but not about Elvis.
Darnell,
Daryl. I've missed out now.
Do you feel like this new Elvis film is like it's the Elvis film?
Yeah, it's where you need to be. It's the everything.
That's where you need to be.
What's my whole life for?
The chances of you getting that role. I mean, you know, don't put it all in one basket.
I've spent all my year as a kid. I wanted to be like Elvis.
Where were you as a kid? Where was that?
Ohio.
Oh right.
Where's Elvis from?
Ohio.
Really?
No.
I don't remember that.
That's not true.
He's not true. He's from what's it called? Nashville.
Okay. Is he?
It's not a million miles away, but that's also not true.
Mate.
You're I think this
you're lucky to finish second.
This blasé attitude towards Elvis is why you probably lost that job.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just angry. I'm bitter now.
Elvis was really good at doing hip thrusts. That was like his thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like the famous hip thrust.
Yeah, could we see? Could,
half time in the Ohio Dolphins.
We're gonna get like 10.
What?
For listeners at home, a deranged man is eye contact.
Careful with the corner of the table.
Yeah, for this is at home. He's
a master.
He's grinding against the side of the table. Thanks, Darnell.
Wow.
So, Darnell, could you give us a little rendition of your favourite Elvis song, please?
I knew you were going to ask me that question, and I've been subconsciously thinking about it ever since.
Is that your auditioning?
Yeah.
For listeners at home, he's still not singing.
I am the king.
Oh, he's definitely been thinking about it.
I've got a new song. How about that?
No,
I knew Elvis song.
I love an Elvis song.
Yeah. Okay.
I need a classic. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Start the beat. Start the beat.
What about a bit of Suspicious Minds, maybe?
That's a great song.
Oh, In the Ghetto.
Burning Fire.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, there we go.
Right, start the beat.
Just any time, I don't really know it that well.
Riding on my horse. I don't drive, I got no Vauxhall course.
Why didn't you ride a dolphin? Huh? Why'd you say you didn't have a horse, ride a dolphin? Those are them where you are.
Well, in Ohio.
You tell me. Why would they name the place and the football team after an animal if they didn't have them there? You know?
Well, that's why they named it that, because they wanted to see more dolphins.
I actually read a really sad story from Ohio. Ohio.
Yeah, no, you're right, mate.
Oh, a Make-A-Wish kid who wished to swim with the dolphins.
Yeah.
And then showed a picture of him with a load of college footballers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were getting their tackle cleaned, weren't they?
Maybe it was a great tackles. Day for everyone involved.
Oh, were you?
Were you involved?
You were involved.
You part of the team.
I gave my brother a lift and I said hello and popped my head
lift into the jacuzzi? Is he that short player, the 4 foot one,
or is your brother the Make-A-Wish?
No. He's one of the players.
They call him a quarterback because he's only got a quarter of a back.
He's
and they call your mum the wide receiver. What's going on there?
That's my Make-A-Wish.
That's my mother you're talking about. No one talks about end, my mother. Right?
Can we see a bit of your audition?
Yeah, go on.
100%.
Did they go, hey Elvis, imagine you're in this scenario?
Okay,
is that what they did?
Yes, that's what.
I've got a friend here who is the improv king.
Okay.
Would you like to be in a scene with what's your name? Darnell Chambers. A great chance for you, Max.
Yeah, of course, to really sort of show my improv chops.
Should we give them a little Elvis and maybe his promoter?
No, he's speaking to his manager.
Yeah. Where are they?
They're in Elvis's living room. You've got an upcoming tour.
Where more stuff could be going on, though.
More stuff could be going on.
Lots of stuff's going on. That
an IHOP.
They're in SeaWorld in Ohio.
Yes.
SeaWorld in Ohio.
SeaWorld in
Ohio.
In the
cafe at SeaWorld.
Yeah, in the cafe, which is where Elvis wanted to meet.
Yeah, absolutely. He gets what he wants. Big star.
He's got a big tour coming up, and he is out of shape.
Go on.
What up, fatty? I'm the king.
Get fucked! Fatty, I raised you.
Oh, fuck's
you were nothing without me, and you come in here calling me fatty. You look like one of the manatees. Got legs and start walking around. Fucking dickhead. Twat. You think you can get anywhere without me? Have more chips, please.
Then the seal's talking.
Get fucked. Who's this little kid you brought with you, Elvis? Why is he calling you mum?
Hey, man.
Very strange. I don't like this at all.
I was only joking.
That was a good joke, wasn't it? Yeah. You want to hear my little joke?
I can dedicate a song to you if you want. I'll sing it right now.
Oh, go on then.
I love this.
Well, what's your name, sir?
I'm your fucking manager. You know my name.
Oh, yeah.
You've lost your way, Elvis.
Who are you?
It's your son.
No, I'm the assistant to the cafe. You've lost your way there. It's over here.
Hey. This is the bugs.
Front of the
kitchen. Why don't I just buy the drinks?
Have you not got your fast pass?
Why do you need to buy a drink? I get free drinks, I work here.
I'm going to buy everyone a drink because I'm king.
I've just explained I get free drinks, sir.
Oh, yeah, you'll get two.
You call me fatty, I don't want to drink. I'm on diet, I've just started a new diet.
It'll be a sparkling water.
I feel like you should be on the diet, Elvis.
You're not wrong there. I do eat too many cheeseburgers.
Stop batting your washboard abs.
Stop buying time
for I'm here at the calf. That's why I'm here at the calf. So do you want a cheeseburger? You'll get us. We'll get two cheeseburgers, please.
I said no. I said I'm on diet.
Shut the fuck up.
The king is smoking. I must get two cheeseburgers.
Right. Want to ask him any questions?
Burger.
Put it in
very tasty.
I want to chew your food.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm king manager.
Can I get on with my audition, please?
Get the folk. Yes, audition, go on.
No, not audition. No.
Wait, are you broken the fourth wall?
Ruined.
We're
no.
not having an audition.
Who am I?
Hey.
He was going to serenade you, and we seemed to stray from that. Serenade the manager. He's had a hard day.
I'm the bloody director of this movie.
I'm just so
ruined
stressed.
His diet.
What? And you're still not getting the part.
Right, now listen here.
I'm listening, baby.
Sing to him.
You, me. We're going to go look at some turtles.
Not an Elvis song.
I don't know, he did a lot.
We're going to go look at some fish.
Get those hips involved.
Thrust for me, baby.
Lift them.
Gotta go look at some fish.
What the fuck
in the world
going?
At the sea.
This is unbelievable.
In the world at the sea.
I admire his character.
At the sea.
Keep going.
Pull to my groin.
Get going, Elvis. People are loving it.
Hey, you. We're at the cap at the sea.
The crowd have left the whale show and they've come to watch you now. Keep going, Elvis.
Sally.
What? Did you pull out saying Sally then?
Say hello.
Oh, say hello.
I thought you said Sally. To my little fishies.
Hips. Get the hips on.
Wiggle your hips. Say hello to my little fishies. I want this job on the Elvis movies. Please give me the job. I need money.
I love this famous Elvis song.
I'll get you a burger. You've already had a burger.
Say hello to my little fishies.
Say hello to my little fishies. Swimming around the sea.
All right, thank you very much, man.
It's not thrusting. You just
I think
the
I'm
table.
Getting.
Go on, get the fuck out of my gaff.
Hey,
that was the most insane guest.
Yeah.
I think we've ever had.
We've had a lot of fucking weirdos.
That was mad.
That was incredible. Oh,
we've got a great chance to do some out of context stuff in there. You know, it's always fun with Ryan. Hey, Ryan, can you do that? Can you do that famous Scarface line? Yeah, we could do him say, "Listen, my little fishies." Hey, Ryan, will you imagine you're just trying to chat up a girl in Ibiza? What would you say?
Say hello.
Ryan, you're working at Pets Home and you've been accused of being a paedophile. Go.
Oh, that was incredible.
It's now time for Tom Looney.
Looney! 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 Looney!
I need a Ryan for this bit.
Yeah, he's coming back, I'm sure.
Oh,
yeah.
I was gonna pit you against Ryan. Just for a prize.
Hey, Ryan. Just in time for Tom Looney.
I've not involved you in this because the item you can win is a summer based item, and I know you're against summer clothes. And I thought these two are heading off to Ibiza.
I like.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and obviously they'll be both dying to get their hands on these.
Oh, they are snazzy.
That's incredible. Wow. Yeah.
Have another Veruca poking out of them.
Yeah, I know Ryan will want these.
It's a fisheye, I promise.
Yeah, because I don't actually have any. Oh, sandals. Flip flops.
What would you say to the girls when you wear these?
That's absolutely perfect, isn't it?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Have you listened to Darnell Chambers?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got some riddles this week.
Oh, riddle me this.
Yeah, but I was wondering if you think I should give the riddles to Ryan. So Ryan's in pole position to win the flippers.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't get them, then it gets passed over. So you might just cruise home.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hey, cruising home on those.
You ready, Ryan?
I have read The Hobbit, so...
Okay. What has branches but no fruit, trunk or leaves?
I've got one.
An elephant?
What about a bank?
Boom.
Yes.
Stephen's one up. These are slipping away, Ryan.
You might have heard this one. The person who made it doesn't need it. The person who bought it doesn't want it. The person who needs it doesn't know it. What is it?
My guess is a Kindle.
It was a coffin.
Hey!
I didn't do anything.
Do you want a chance for the win, Ryan?
Yes.
So we'll go two more. Yeah, okay. A bus driver goes the wrong way down a one-way street. He passes the police, bloody but women. They don't stop him. Why?
Because he's in a bus lane.
Stephen?
They're on
the president's
foot.
On board. And they can go down any road they want.
God, that's good.
It's not it.
Ben Stiller.
It's not it. The answer was he was walking. Wasn't driving. He just was a bus driver.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Last one. Brilliant. Last one.
It was a Sunday and the rules didn't
apply. If Ryan gets it, we have a tiebreaker. But, you know, who knows? What was the biggest island in the world before the discovery of Greenland?
The biggest island?
Yeah.
Before they discovered Greenland?
Yeah.
Just America? Did they think it was an island when they first went?
Stephen?
Epstein Island.
Is it Greenland?
It's correct, it's Greenland. It was still the biggest.
Well done, Stephen.
There's some more, but, you know, I think
Max got more than me, to be fair.
Oh, no, Stephen, you've won the...
You've won.
Thank you, mate.
You're going to wear these in our booth here?
I feel like if I win, I don't have to.
Okay, fair enough. You can decide where they go.
Oh, so Ryan has to wear them.
I think Ryan.
I have to wear them.
Do you want them?
You don't have them. You don't have some.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you know what? They are a great icebreaker.
Yeah,
no, you're not wrong.
Don't be stepping on ice with them. That's not what he means.
Thank you. This is a deserved win.
I mean, if there's one thing it isn't...
Hey, battered fish.
That's good.
Yes, there's some Tom Looney riddles there for you.
Great.
Enjoyed that. Yeah.
It's time for Ryan's multiplying.
Fuck off.
Hello there. My name is Ryan Locke.
Send him off. Send the dressing gates off. Get him off the field. That was diabolical. Get him off the field. That's just typical what it is. Get him walking.
So these are things I want to see more of.
Yeah, man. Tit and minge.
Firstly, right, we need to see better options in the vegan meal deals. Because
if this is his banter.
Sick of these. The plant kitchen BLT things and not bacon. And I know it's not bacon. That's what I want out of it. But, you know, make it taste like it.
I had a chicken Caesar wrap that was vegan. That was nice.
Oh, that sounds good.
I've seen it. I think they're really improving.
No, they're getting there, but they're not nowhere near yet.
Thing is, as a meat eater, there's so much options for me, whereas for you guys, obviously, it's not so.
But
great.
You just kind of know where to go because some places are doing better than others, you know. Just
yeah.
You're in town. You're lucky.
Can we have the three political ones, please?
Yes. You know when
it's not a Labour talking point.
I think it's worse that was a political one.
Have you ever been to like the swimming pool, or whatever, and you come out and some pools have these machines that you stand in and it like dries you in like 45 seconds?
I've never seen one of them.
Like the hot air? No.
I think I saw one at Alton Towers.
Don't they have them for women? But it's just a picture of you getting real dry.
Basically, I want to see more some advancement in that technology, please. Right, so in all bathrooms, we can just push this button and it goes...
Yeah, but think of the energy that
is that good for
use.
The planet, mate?
Think of your hair. Think of your carbon footprint.
But we can find an eco way. Look,
no, we can.
You want more vegan products and then you're doing this.
It's just going to swallow up so much energy doing that.
We can find...
Use a towel.
Who's we?
You've got a lovely Toy Story towel. Get it to work.
I'm just making suggestions. I don't know anything.
Maybe you're good to sort of just air dry yourself. That's what I do. Just sort of let everything hang out and just...
You're not out the window, mate.
What, you know, what have you got to do? You know, just chill out.
Worked 18 hours this week.
I'm just saying. It's
well,
like,
you doubled that today.
Drying. I find drying after
tedious.
A shower.
Hey, Ryan's drying.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Task.
Hi, Max. You're probably going through this trying to find funny clips. Good luck.
Good luck.
I've just got all the riddles out.
I think he's holding the banter back.
Yeah, oh, okay. I've only got one left.
Sorry, guys.
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
Me? Ryan?
Yeah.
No.
I said good luck and then he just completely ripped it off straight after.
But he did it in a funny way, well. Like he was trying to get...
That's fucking awful, that is.
Yeah, it is. Probably one of the top 10 worst things we've ever done.
Yeah, from what... Yeah.
Hang on this second.
There we go.
Yes. Love a bit of banner, man. No, I think we're going to finish on a high note. I think you saved the banner.
Come on.
You saved the banner. Come on.
Owls, right? Come out in the day a bit more.
Yeah,
you're cool. You're beautiful owls.
Oh, why are you taking it down that road?
Yeah. You're stunning. You're absolutely
You're so fucking creepy, mate.
Yeah, it's a bit
so
weird.
So fucking creepy.
Come out so I can fuck you.
Stop sleeping and come out in the day where everyone can see you.
Well, you can see him.
Yeah, weird.
No one else is,
come
you know,
and nest in my balcony. You're not them blimmin' sparrows I've got in there.
They had a go at you. Oh, that's a shame.
Sparrows. That's the nest.
Sparrows. Not.
And that has been Ryan's multiplying.
Write down in the comments what you'd like to multiply.
Yeah, yeah. Another length of this podcast, am I right?
I imagine.
It's now time for Put It To The Max.
Hey!
Put it to the max.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, my ass. Ha! My ass would be a much better father, to be honest. At least that drops the kids off at the pool sometimes. I don't. I'm a fucking menace with my boys. Call them fat nugget munchers and they've disappointed me with their bald heads. Only 10. I'm the one who shaved them, lol. Anyway, I don't make them love me so they don't throw me at home when I'm old. Like I did my father, thanks. Kiss.
Wow. Yeah. What a complex character.
What a family. Oh, sorry.
This is tricky, isn't it?
It is indeed. So I don't understand. Right.
From what it sounds like, one of our loyal listeners.
I think you know, possibly a bit of a bully,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a father, isn't it?
Could be banter, though. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to see it sometimes.
Yeah. Who prides his arse on its father skills because it shits in the toilet, which is more than he does for his kids. Yeah.
But he's kind of open about what a shitty father he is.
He calls them, was it something nuggets?
Nugget munchers. And he's disappointed. They've disappointed him with the bald heads.
If they're 10, I imagine he's the one who feeds them.
Yeah.
He's disappointed.
He's the one who's feeding them nuggets.
Yeah.
He's doing that purely so he can spitefully then call them nugget munchers.
Yeah.
Maybe because, you know, prawn stir fry doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Prawn stir fry munchers.
Yeah. he's a tricky customer, this guy.
Yeah.
He is a customer, though.
You like him. What do you like about him?
It's funny, isn't it?
Put his dad in a home. Brian, I worry that if you had kids, they'd put you in a home pretty early.
Yeah.
I'm only 40 years old.
Oh, God. Honestly, I'm so scared to have kids.
Yeah.
Just be nice to each other.
At least we have each other.
Well said.
There you go.
Final question time.
It's the final
question. This was a question that Max sent me.
Oh.
It's really powerful. Real good debate will be had. Would it be wrong to steal in order to feed a starving child?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, God.
It depends what you're stealing. You're stealing
this is a tough one.
Is this something you've done?
Yeah.
Trust me, my child's out the back.
Is it wrong to save the life of a starving child?
It depends who the chair feels, baby.
You're breaking the law.
Yeah,
breaking the law. In front of two cops as well, mate.
Yeah.
Sort yourself out.
It's a tough one. I would like to find the person.
I mean, I don't think it's that bad, is it?
I would like to find the person. Well, that's the sort of point we're making here.
Right.
I want to know who says, yes, that is too far.
Whatever you do, you don't steal.
I mean, in America, there's been, you know, times where people have stolen, like, baby formula.
Yeah.
And the guards have gone, whacked them and stuff and taken them back.
Yeah.
There are people out there.
Yeah, but that's just kind of...
Jobs worth.
It's a weird thing about authority and, you know, people get really, you know, fucked in the head by it. Like, you know, the kid can't...
I saw it in a shop over here.
Mm.
They had, you have some things behind, like a little case.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's fancy honey, but it was baby formula.
A new kid.
I was like, oh, what a sad state.
Babies. Yeah.
I think the problem is if you've got parents that are really struggling, like addiction and stuff, and there's money there, but the money goes, and then so.
Should we act that out?
Can we bring Darnell back in?
Yes.
He's addicted to fucking SeaWorld.
He's the guy that he just left.
Yeah. I did pass him. Turns out he doesn't know any Elvis songs.
What are you kidding?
What are you on about?
You're kidding.
He doesn't know any Elvis songs.
Really?
We're calling a trap.
You kiss it. You've seen Lilo and Stitch.
My leg's bleeding hard. Why did we jog in the woods at night?
Me.
That was dangerous, baby.
Speaking of dangerous babies, don't give them baby formula.
Dangerous babies.
Yeah.
Chucky.
Get too powerful.
Don't steal a Milky Roll for your little Chucky. Said it.
There you go. Brave words.
It's annoying. It's one of them things.
It's annoying.
It can either be you can or you can't steal, then it's going to have to be like, you can't steal, because then everyone else is going to do it for everything, you know?
That's what you're stealing for.
I know it sucks. I know it, like...
Okay, so you're that guy.
So you're the one that's saying, let the baby die.
It's wrong regardless.
Let's be real. You can steal very easily. If I go into a big supermarket now, I can walk around with a bag of grapes just eating them. Yeah. And just chuck it in a different aisle. Not going to catch me.
He's done it.
No, I haven't.
He has done it to me. He has done it, and he's stolen baby formula.
Famously. He munches on it on the way around.
He munches on baby formula.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Puts it all over his grapes.
Choke on the powder. So it's a cinnamon challenge. What are they going to do? I've got the formula, baby.
Cinnamon.
Nice. Just do it then. Just steal.
No, you don't think that, though. You don't even think that.
If you're desperate.
Yeah, but you're equating stealing for, like, to save a life to stealing from a bank because you want to live in a big house.
You're starving for this new Ed Sheeran CD. What do you mean?
Obviously, right, if I had a dying baby and I didn't have the money and I would steal it, like, I just would.
What's your baby dying
for? But you can't make it, you know, a law. You can have... Oh, maybe there should be something in place where...
Food bank, I guess.
Yeah, food bank.
Bank, though, innit?
Branches.
Trees.
Last thing we need.
Oh, a great segment earlier. Living long in the memory. Fucking hell. Okay, you get to watch it.
Yes! Finally some comedy!
I can't even smell that.
I can.
No, you can't.
Stinks of grapes.
Oh, now I can, yeah.
Baby formula.
No, it's not in the nostrils. I mean, for listeners, this has been a tough episode because they've been able to look at your hair.
I think it's been all right.
No, it's just your hair, mate.
I think I've been on form this week.
Oh, what is your best joke you've done today?
Probably the one about the rulers.
What was that?
But we've heard that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've heard it so much.
You haven't made a new joke for like 6 years.
Mate, stop writing.
It's not funny to do like the same old stuff.
Right, really not. I'll go to my notes, right, and I'll tell you not the latest one.
Why? What's the latest? A little bit of blue, is it?
I don't know.
Oh, racist.
I was fucking this chick, man, so hard, man. I was like, what? I've trumped his stuff now.
It's just a great joke. It's well
just
written.
Bring back space on what he's done. So ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Locke.
Hello there. I wrote this joke a few months ago.
Didn't ask.
There's only two things certain in this world. Death... and my girlfriend leaving me for a man with a bigger knob. Ironically.
She might stay with you, you know.
One of them things might have happened. Next joke.
Why is that irony?
No, I don't know.
You said it will happen.
Do you understand the word irony?
Right, what it means?
Listen to that. I've written a sitcom about aeroplanes. So far, I've only written the pilot.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Something. Probably been done before about 20 years ago. But,
you know. What was the most recent one, though?
They can't be the only two. That has to be more.
Yeah, it was quite a big paragraph, so there's no point getting into, like...
Hey, guys, this is a little taste of what Ryan's going to bring to the Frog and Bucket next week.
Yeah, guys.
It's not funny.
Go on, do it.
It's just not funny.
No, but
you've got to remember, these notes are like, they're like to put on a mind map and you're expand.
These are the raw material.
This could be a writer's room. Come on, Ryan, hit us with it.
So I have this OCD where I start something on Netflix, I have to finish it no matter what, right? So I started watching Once Upon a Time. If you don't know, it's basically about this fairy tale land where all these people live together. And there's this really annoying stupid
wish I was far, far away.
That's funny.
The first 20
So you're watching the Stephen Trice podcast. I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
100 more to go.
Tom Looney and Max Smith.
Bye, guys. Thanks for watching.
Oh. Stay safe. Stay humble. Ciao.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.